you, Mr. Chair. Since this is the first time the Ukrainian delegation takes the floor under your chairmanship, I would like to assure of my delegation full cooperation. Distinguished delegates, the oversight and control of technology transfers and the promotion of technological development have been the subject of debate in the context of the BTWC for a long time. This is due to the fact that the obligation, scope, limits and management of relevant technology transfers are not specified in details in the context of the convention. Thus, the state parties should be meticulous and inventive to properly translate into their national legislation the germinal provisions of the Article 3 related to the introduction of effective export control measures, while at the same time not hampering international cooperation under Article 10. In this way, Ukraine believes that structured, comprehensive, and efficient system of export control in full conformity with all articles of the Convention, including Article 10, is important for ensuring equal implementation of all key provisions of the Biological Weapons Convention. From its side, Ukraine is a member of all international non-proliferation and export control regimes. We share the EU approach to export control policies development. Special provisions on Ukraine-EU dialogue on export control issues were included into the National Plan for Implementation of on Ukraine and EU Association Agreement. Important direction is the Ukrainian legislation adaptation to the European legislation. As of today, dual-use items control list of the Wassenaar Arrangement Agreement, Missile Technology Control Regime, NSG, and most importantly for our forum, Australia Group, are implemented in the national legislation of Ukraine as different lists of dual-use items which international transfers are subject to the state control. The latest developments in this area is adoption of the single dual-use list in Ukraine. This single list substituted five annexes to previous government decree for items which can be used in conventional arms, military or special equipment, missile technologies, nuclear, chemical and biological weapons. Renewed regulation for procedures of dual-use export control was adopted by another government decree in 2018. This Ukraine's national list are amended on regular basis according to the relevant changes taken by consensus in the international export control regimes and relevant decisions on the national level. We believe that the EU experience of operating with such single list was very helpful for us. I thank you, Mr. Chair.